Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
You are listening to the Load Management Podcast. Why? I don't know.
What's going on, everybody? Brand new episode of Load Management Podcast. It's your man, Chops, here in New York City, just being new and noteworthy, as they say, with the Load Management Podcast. Very special episode today. Adam's out in LA. Zion is in parts unknown. Adam, as a Jets fan, how excited were you to talk with today's guest, Le'Veon Bell, all-pro running back of the New York Jets?
You mean the star running back of the New York Jets? Yeah, it was very cool to have Le'Veon come through. We've done a few things with him over the years at Complex, but man, he always brings the energy. He's a lot of fun, and this interview, I think you guys will really enjoy because, again, he's a lot of fun to talk to. Music, Jet stuff, NFL stuff. He gets real honest and just continues to bring the energy. So yeah, we've got another heater for you.
Yeah, we have Zion clowning about his rap taste again. That's always fun to do.
Always.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, look, Zion's
there. Oh, he's there, yeah. Well, hello, Zion. Goodness.
Adam was a groupie Jets fan.
Fake news. You try to make it a Giants podcast for some reason, trying to stir shit up. Yeah.
There's still the Big Blue still runs New York.
Well, we're going to see. Le'Veon
A side bet about which team ends up with more wins this season. But yeah, that's beside the point. Le'Veon brought it. He was awesome. He's always cool to talk to. And we're big fans of him here at Complex Sports.
Yeah, definitely. So let's get into the Le'Veon Bell interview. After that, me and Adam dive into some of the NBA return rumors. And he thinks it's weird that I like to go to Disneyland as an adult with no kids. Let's get to it. What's going on, everybody? It's your man, Chop. Brand new episode of Load Management Podcast. We have a very special guest this week. Le'Veon Bell is joining us live from quarantine. Le'Veon, what's going on, man?
What's good with it? Thanks for having me, brother.
Well, thank you for Chop, doing
you
this.
You forgot to mention of the New York Jets. We have the New York Jets star running back, Le'Veon Bell, because Le'Veon, yes. I am a Jets fan. So, you know, yeah, happy to have one of the own on the pod.
Get out of here.
Yes, my bad. Yes, we do have a Jets fan and Jet star running back Le'Veon Bell joining us. Le'Veon, just to start it off, walk us through your quarantine and kind of what you're doing. I know you're obviously dropping music. You game a lot. You're a parent, so you got that going on. Just walk us through, how's that been going for you?
I pretty much hit just about everything I've been doing. I mean, for real, a lot of family time, not leaving the house too much. The only time I really leave the house, you know, either to go work out or, you know, to go to the studio. You know, that's like literally only reason I really leave the house. Maybe go get some food every now and then, but you know, that's it. Obviously, you touched on the gaming. I really only been playing two games lately, but I've been on the game. Huh?
What you been playing? You got to tell us.
I'm heavy into Super Smash Brothers now. So it's like,
okay.
But when the Warzone first got started with Call of Duty, I was on that. I played that. I played two Warzone games. I got two dubs and I quit. So I'm like, hey, I'm straight. Even though I low-key got carried, but still. So, but I've been on the Smash Brothers and playing that. You know, and workouts, you know, obviously just doing what I can with the workouts we have out here. Our facility is just now starting to get open. So we're starting to have more people come in now. But before, I had to do just stuff around the house. Like I had to go and work out in the pool and do push-ups and just old-fashioned workouts. You know what I'm saying?
You're like the rest of us for a little while, right?
You said, what about restaurants?
No, I'm saying you were like the rest of us. Like, you couldn't actually go to gym. You had to just bang out the push-ups in your place. Like, you were just like a regular human being for a while.
Just normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoyed it. You know, I'm just not really having to worry too much about, like, oh, I gotta, like, you know what I'm saying? It was a good time for me to kind of just reflect, sit back, enjoy my time with my family. you know, and really with my friends and people that's really close to me, just enjoy my time, really focus on, you know, little things like make music, you know, and play a video game, just little other little things that I love to do. So
let me ask you about Warzone, because you said you played, you went 2-0 and quit. Odell Beckham Jr. plays Warzone every single day based on his IG story. are you on Odell's level? Because he's saying he's the best.
I never seen him play, so I don't know. I mean, I'm a great Call of Duty. I'm a great gamer, period. So, I mean, any game that I pick up and play, I'm going to be good at it. So, you know, it just, I mean, that's me being honest, too, for real.
You play the sports games? Because Young Zion down here says he's pretty good at 2K, all the MLB games, FIFA,
I'm the best
every sports
2K
game.
Player
so.
Of all time.
Hey, I won't lie to you. I know somebody who won't lose in 2K. So, I don't play 2K because I can't beat them. So, I just feel like, if send I can't me, beat him with 2K, I don't know nobody. So, like, I ain't about to play 2K.
Send me the name, bro.
I'm serious. Don't play, because I haven't played you.
I'm serious.
Set it up. Yes, let's get some content going. Set it up.
I haven't played you. My dude, he shoot out all my videos, my music videos, okay. My camera guy. So, he good in 2K.
All right, let's set it up and put it on the Complex Twitch.
That'd be fun, though. Yeah, that'd be fun, right?
Let's do it. I mean, Zion be talking a lot of trash. He beats all the bad Complex employees who are bad at 2K, and he's like, "I'm the best." It's like, dog.
Hey, he get it done, though. Hey, so that's how he feels, too.
I'm a legend, bro.
Smash Bros. Seems random for 2020. It's probably not, and I'm sure a lot of people play. But where did that come from?
All right, honestly, that's a game I've been playing my whole life. So that's been a game that came on like Nintendo 64.
Yeah,
so I've been playing it since I was a little
kid. It's
like
old school.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all right, this is how I really became big. So, the guy, his name is HBox. Like, he's a pro gamer, or whatever. And I low key was just playing, just online games or whatever, you know. And I was talking to my friends or whatever, and just kind of came up like, "Bro, you good in Smash, bro? You should like host a tournament." You know what I'm saying? Like. Even though at this point I wasn't as good as I am now, but like in my head I was thinking like, "Oh, I probably should host a tournament." You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? That'd be dope to do. So before I announced I wanted to host a tournament stuff, I just start practicing, like start playing it real good. You know what I'm saying? Making sure I was on a level at least to be able to compete. You know what I'm saying? And then that's really how I got into it, and I just love this game. Like, I mean, I always loved it, but like, I think the other game more like e-games and. You know, esports and people just reaching out and really appreciating and opening arms, I think it hit me different. So I accept it a little more, you know what I'm saying? But I always been into the game of Smash.
It's a classic.
That's good to know. It is a classic. That is very true. Le'Veon, on your music, if we were to do a versus battle, NFL rappers versus NBA rappers, for one, who are you picking to be on your side and who's taking it home?
Who am I picking to be on my side for what?
If we did, you know, the versus battles, like Swizz and Tim been getting everybody to go one-on-one, these hit-for-hit battles on IG.
Okay.
If you were to make a team, only NFL rappers, to go against the NBA rappers, who are you picking and who's winning?
Oh, shit.
Or you could just pick yourself. You could go up against the NBA yourself.
I'll put myself up against anybody. I mean, that's being honest. I mean, obviously, I know Damian Lillard obviously is huge on the NBA side of it. You know what I'm saying? I think he's kind of like the face of the music NBA. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got other people who, you know, Victor Oladipo, I know he makes music. And there's other people who make music in the NBA that I respect and I listen to. But obviously, I think Damian Lillard kind of hold that crown for the NBA. Mm-hmm. I'm like the NFL crown. You know what I'm saying? So, but I respect everybody's music. I like listening to music, period. So, I'm always, if anybody want to do hip hop battle, we can do that or play music or whatever. I'm always going to do that. It'd be fun.
So, you're saying one-on-one. You can take Damian Lillard in a rap battle.
You say, could I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is confident. It ain't no surprise. Wait. Have you noticed that more and more NBA players during quarantine are rapping right now? But we haven't seen that trend. We haven't. Aaron Gordon's making D-Way diss songs. Andre Drummond's rapping.
I seen that. That wasn't even that bad. But I seen that. Like, it was actually pretty good, for real. I mean, it just surprised me because, like, it just surprised because, like, when you just see, like, I don't know, I feel like me personally, it is. I try when I make music, I try to like not give off the image like that I'm a football player. So if somebody like look at me, who don't know me as a running back, and they like, "Dude, oh, is music good or a song good? He looks like a rapper. Like, it looks normal." You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of guys when they do it, don't look normal. Like, they still like basketball players, or, like football players, That's why I try not to do it.
Well, how many 6'10 guys do you see rapping anyway?
I was about to say, it's harder
for you. It's harder when you're 6'10. That's what I was getting at. That's what I was getting at. That's exactly what I was getting at. It's like, it's hard to do that when you like 6'10 and like lanky. You know what I'm saying? You dunking on people. Like, see, with football, it's like my face kind of hid a little bit.
So,
but you got to like really be like in tune and know my face, I feel like, right?
So, Aaron, yeah, definitely. Aaron Gordon made a diss song about the dunk contest. What would drive you to make a diss song on the foot? Like, what kind of football play?
Did you ain't hear Shrimp Bayless?
I did.
No, we know.
There you go. It was like that. Just like that. It was the crazy how that came about. That was crazy.
Walk us through it.
All right. So, I mean, basically, this was like when I was younger in my career. When I was younger in my career, like, I used to watch like First Take and like Undisputed and stuff like that, and really like take stuff personal that they were saying about me, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it always seemed like him, you know what I'm saying? He was a guy who always kind of talked bad about me, never really credited me about things I did well, but if there was something that I didn't do so good or I may have, you know, faltered, that he kind of like hypes it, you know what I'm saying? So the producer, he had sent me a beat, his name Charm, whatever, he sent me a beat, and it just had the Shrimp Bayless, like, you know, like the talking in it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And in my head, I was thinking like, ooh, this is the perfect beat to go at Shrimp right now. Like, this is the perfect beat, you know what I'm saying? That's how it really came about, for real. I literally recorded that song probably in like 30 minutes. It, like, I literally did it like that.
Really?
Okay. Like, I recorded that song probably like 30 minutes.
So do you not watch First Take and all that kind of stuff anymore? Have you stopped?
I mean, I don't. What I mean is, I used to watch like faithfully, like every day. Now, don't get me wrong, I still like, if I'm just going about my day, if it pops on, you know what I'm saying, on ESPN, I might just turn it on or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still watch it, Undisputed, and First Take and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're still entertaining at the end of the day. So, like, I like it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when I was younger, it was like, it fueled me for some reason. Like, oh, I'm about to prove it wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, now it's like, all right, understand, y'all got to just entertain me.
Yeah. So you don't get bothered by the criticism anymore. You kind of just let it go off your back.
What now? Yeah.
I'm saying, like, when you if they bring you up on the show or anything else, they're talking about the Jets, you just let the criticism kind of just fall off your back and you don't get anymore.
Yeah, because a lot of the times I understand it's like when you're in a situation and you're on the outside looking in, you don't really understand what's going on. You only understand what you see. So that's why I don't really fault a lot of people when they talk negative about me or the Jets or stuff, because, like, people don't really know what's going on. I understand. So, like, for me to have to expand my energy to lash out and try to explain to everybody and this, that, and another, I just kind of wait and just let things happen. I'm just wait, let things happen and just see that play out. So when 3 years go down the line, people going to forget 3 years ago that they were saying all this other stuff. But I'm not going to ever forget. It's always going to be in my head. You know what I'm saying?
Are you ever going to what's break down criticism of your music and criticism of you playing football? Because obviously the Keenan Allen back and forth is one that people always bring up. How is that different, and how do you deal with that differently?
Well, so with football criticism, I feel like people only can criticize maybe like a game. So like they can criticize a performance, maybe statistically, but they can't criticize like my talent or like what I bring to the game of football, right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody say, Le'Veon Bell, you suck, you know, blase, blase, I literally can just ignore that because do I suck? You know what I'm saying? So why would I even feed them any energy? Because that's like literally what they want. When they say, like, Le'Veon Bell, you suck, they want me to respond and be like, oh, you suck. You ain't doing nothing. You broke. You're doing nothing. Just, you know what I'm saying? That's what they want you to do. So I understood that even about the music, too. Because one, it was like, this had to be about 2-3 years ago. I was just on Instagram, and I was like, I was on Drake's page. And it was people on his page saying, like, that's crazy. Drake dropped this. This music sucked. Like, and this is like around when he dropped my controller. I'm thinking
that was Adam, actually, probably. That was.
I mean, I'm not the biggest Drake fan, but I can acknowledge he's a hit maker. Like, I respect that, but like, there's other guys obviously saying, I like more. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
There's always going to be haters, even at the top.
There always will.
My whole point is, even like with LeBron or somebody like that, right? It's like LeBron, like, he literally has never done nothing wrong to anybody. The only thing you can really not like about him is that he's damn good at basketball. So, like, maybe when he was with Cleveland, I'm a Lakers fan, I didn't like LeBron because he was a rival to Kobe, and you know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing he really did wrong. Like, so, like, LeBron get a lot of negative things just because he LeBron. ain't like he necessarily did something wrong, or you only gonna criticize it because he may not have a great performance. You know what I'm saying? Or he may not done the best that he possibly did every game, which is impossible because he's still human.
But if you get negative feedback, go ahead. Sorry, finish.
Oh, my fault. I don't necessarily try to. So if somebody say my music trash, I'm like, dang, people think Drake's music trash too. I can't impress everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm just curious. Like, you know, the feedback you get from your music and the criticism, like we asked Aaron Gordon this question, like, because it's very vulnerable to put out music compared to like you guys performing what you do so well. So, I mean, you know, I was just basically going to ask, but you kind of answered the question. Like, does it hurt more to get criticized for the music than it does for a performance on the field?
I mean, me personally, I don't let it bother me.
You don't care,
me,
yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, I understand. I just can't really impress everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even look at people like, you know, like maybe like Floyd Mayweather or somebody, like, he's like literally perfect in the ring. You know what I'm saying? But maybe out of the ring, you may not like his personality, but his performance wise, he's still perfect. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people will still critique the way he box. Oh, he don't do this. He don't do that. But it's like, dang, like, he got to do that. Like, he like literally won every time. Man, I'm not even saying like, he the greatest boxer ever. He not this, that, the other. Everybody got their own opinions, but I just try to understand, like, I know I can't impress everybody. Like, that's, like, literally impossible. So I'm not going to stress myself out trying to. You know what I'm saying?
Did you watch The Last Dance? You brought up LeBron, and this is kind of interesting because the Jordan thing is, you can't really say anything about Jordan on the court.
Bro,
you can say he's an asshole, but you cannot say really anything about the court.
I was kind of old enough to kind of see Jordan a little bit when he was older, but I not to really remember, right? But like when I saw the documentary, and I just had a totally new like perspective about Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Just watching the documentary, low key just made me want to just get right to things. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the way like he was just like a winner, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? He wanted that, and so people, like I said, if you respect it, you don't. You know what I'm saying? He can't impress everybody. You know what I'm saying? But like, he knows teammates, the people who was with, they understood what he was trying to do. And, you know, the people who was riding with him, they got the wins with him. That was like, that's why, you know, that run and that team, that documentary is just a great documentary, period. Because you kind of see the whole perspective of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Of what I thought was, of what I thought it was, and what it actually was. You know what I'm saying? So.
Did you have a GOAT? Did you have did you think LeBron was a GOAT and you switched it, or did you always think Jordan was a GOAT?
Man, that GOAT discussion, it's like so hard. Like me personally, like LeBron is my GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I grew up watching, understanding. You know what I'm saying? But like my uncle, that's Michael Jordan's GOAT. I mean, you know, Michael Jordan is his GOAT. He's like, and who am I to be like, oh, Michael Jordan? No, like, especially after watching the documentaries, like, I understand why people say Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Michael Jordan is not somebody I watched because I just wasn't old enough. He wasn't my...
It's a little different.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like, Kobe was the same way. Like, Kobe, like, he was, like, right there, but I was like, Bron is like... Maybe I could be a little biased, too. I'm from Ohio, too.
So I'm Ohio as well, Lady. Like,
oh, man.
But Bron is, like, when he came out, I watched Bron when he's in high school. Like, when LeBron was he played against Andrew Lavender against Brookhaven in high school, I went to that game. That's why I knew LeBron was going to be LeBron. I knew
talk to him. Yeah. Have you ever had a weird food delivery situation in a hotel room on the road? and let me ask you this: you're a professional athlete. You never put your name on the order, right? You use an alias.
Yeah. So I don't order foods in the room if I'm on the road. Usually, I just go to the restaurant. You know, okay. So you go on the road or something. A lot of times you hear about a good restaurant or something. I just want to go try it out. So me personally, I go on the road, but it's definitely like been a lot of stories and stuff that you hear about people getting delivered to their room. Yeah, of course, but not me personally. Nah.
You guys have more anonymity though. Again, being behind the face mask and the helmet, like you can go out more than obviously a basketball player can.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Because like you gotta like really have your face known. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the past year. It got a little hectic for me, but it's not as bad as because I'm not 6'10". You know what I'm saying? I can still blend in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not like 6 LeBron or something. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, right. Tom Brady can't go to a restaurant. Like, you can go to a restaurant.
Hair, it's like they can notice that. Like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, so that bad. We got hair. Like, yeah, cut his hair. Like, it still ain't helping you. Your face known, bro.
Lady, we have a segment called One Gotta Go. You want to play with us?
One Gotta Go?
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
First one, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Bro, that is crazy. We were just having this discussion today. Well, that is unbelievable. But
the running back thing went viral on Twitter, the running back rankings, and they were very weird. We can get into that. But
out of those three, there's no disrespect to none of them. But Emmitt got to go.
That's one.
Ooh, all time leading rusher has to go.
That seems like a hot take. Break it down.
Why? Yeah.
Because Barry's like the best running back to ever put him on. And then LaDainian Tomlinson, I think he was kind of like that first running back that kind of like really started like, oh, I'm slash receiver too. But it's not, he's not like really the first because Marshall Faulk was doing it too, but it's like, he's like a little bigger. Like he like looked like a running back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, he's way more dynamic than Emmitt.
Huh?
Way more dynamic than Emmitt just because of the pass catching abilities in the backfield. I mean, Emmitt was really tough too. I mean, he played through a shit ton of injuries, but he was just kind of, you know, north south wasn't a cutback guy.
Don't get me wrong, Emmitt crazy too, but like, it's just like LT and Barry just like, bro, that's just, you can't, you can't like, that's so hard. Like, that's not even fair.
I feel like LT's a little underrated by people, right?
LT's very underrated by people.
Because a lot of people probably wouldn't put him in that Emmitt Barry conversation, I don't think. When you look at the numbers.
The numbers are there. The numbers are there. Receiving numbers, touchdowns for sure there. It's like
he used to throw them too. He used to throw the TDs.
Everything. And it swag there, like everything LT got, but he had it, bro.
Yeah, LT's season with the Jets too.
Here, nah, we don't remember those years.
Yeah, LT don't remember. LT don't
Some remember. Of us do, pal. Some of us do.
Here's the next one. Roddy Rich, Lil Baby, and Gunna. One gotta go.
Roddy Rich, Lil Baby, and Gunna. That's crazy. We just had that discussion. Gunna got to go.
I seen that too.
Gunna got to go. No disrespect to Gunna, though. I respect all their music, but like out of those three, Lil Baby for sure not going.
That's a fact.
Lil Baby for sure not going. So then they'll have to go down to Roddy Rich and Gunna, and then Roddy Rich is too hot right now. But Gunna about to drop an album tonight, right? So we're going to hear it. Things could change. That's the thing about it. If you ask me in 3 weeks, things could change.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Very fluid rankings.
Very fluid rankings. Let's do a Michigan State one. You're our first Michigan State alum on the pod. Adam, what was it? Magic?
Well, we do. Yeah, we will do basketball because I think basketball probably played best. But if one got to go with Michigan State basketball players, we'll do Magic Johnson, we'll do Draymond Green, and then we'll do Zach Randolph.
Magic's not going, so
you got to keep Magic.
Magic,
you got to keep Magic. That's a no-brainer right there.
And then it's like
Zebo's tough.
He is. But Draymond is too, and I feel like they're both. I feel like they're even like talent-wise, but Draymond like is my guy. So I got Draymond. Draymond stay too. Draymond stay too.
Okay, fine. All right.
Draymond stay too.
That's a little.
Draymond got the Reigns career going crazy.
So Draymond's your guy. So when you hear people say Draymond or Charles Barkley, you're picking Draymond Green. You just said Draymond, your guy.
Draymond is my guy. Draymond is my guy. Like I ain't into that argument. Like nah, I ain't.
We had LeVar Ball on the pod a few weeks ago, and LeVar was going at Draymond at your boy and saying
no,
he's
no,
going,
he,
he going at Chuck.
I'm sorry, you're right. Sorry, he was going at Charles.
He didn't say nothing about Draymond. He picked Draymond over Charles.
I screwed up. Yeah, he picked Draymond over Charles.
You can't be mad about that. You can't.
Here's the thing, though.
You can be mad about that.
It's like, okay. It's like, look. It's like, people will go off, like, what are you going off of, accolades or you going off of talent?
Well, look at the numbers.
A better player.
All-around player, I would say. Not accolades. All-around player.
Because, I mean, I don't know, bro. It's just like, I've seen Draymond do it at Michigan State, bro. So, I feel like at Golden State, he didn't have to do it. He had Stephen Clay. Yeah. He ain't got to do everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I'm asked to do. I'm going to play my role. And I play my role great. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't have Steph and Clay this year, though.
No, he didn't. He didn't have Steph and Clay this year. But, you know what I'm saying?
And Charles had to carry those 76ers teams and those Suns teams. He was like, he's by far the best player, and he felt the stats.
I mean, I got an argument about that. But it's like career-wise, though, it's like Draymond got an argument. It's like
he's got the rings. You can't deny that.
He got rings.
Whenever someone turns into an analyst and they have some controversial opinions, I feel like people bring down their playing career. Like, they don't look at them the same sometimes.
It, like, when you base off just accolades?
No, I'm just saying, when someone becomes an analyst and they're in the public eye a lot, like, people forget how nice they are. Like, people,
oh, yeah. Like Charles Barkley. Like, I say, like Charles Barkley or something.
Yeah, so yeah, people yeah, watch yeah, The Last Dance and they're like, I didn't know Charles Barkley was this nice. And you're like,
Nah, for real, though. Not for real. He's athletic as hell.
They're like, oh, Reggie Miller's annoying on this broadcast, but he got buckets. Like, yeah, Reggie Miller was a great fucking player, you know?
Yeah, Reggie Miller hard, yeah.
Let me bring this up. We did a complex rankings of all 32 NFL uniforms 2 weeks ago, I think.
No. Uh-huh.
Le'Veon, number 32 was the New York Jets.
I know, I've seen that.
Yes, and I advocate, as a Jets fan, I advocate that because, hear me out. I had this discussion with Jamal Adams last year when we did an interview with him. As a lifelong Jets fan, I'm in my mid-30s. I've seen all kinds of ups and downs, mostly a lot of downs with the Jets, let's be real here. And the uniforms that they had back in the Super Bowl time, back in the 60s and 70s, what they had in the 80s, and what they had the last 5 years was classic. Like, you had this, you had a crisp look. The uniforms you guys wear right now look like fucking CFL uniforms or Conference USA uniforms. So that's talk crazy. Me down, because I advocated hardcore for the fact that you guys, the Jets, have the worst uniforms. And I'm saying that as a Jets fan. And all my Jets fan friends and family in Staten Island and New York and Jersey, they all agree with me.
I low-key just want you to like go to my Instagram and just look at me in that all-white uni.
But you, I looked at your last all my uni aside.
That's how you wear the swag, bro. It don't even matter about the uniform. Y'all worry about the wrong things, bro.
Nah, I got other gripes with the organization. I got plenty of gripes too with the Jets. But also, like, I like people love the black uniforms, but like, black's not your color. You guys don't have black in the color scheme.
Black has never been a color. Just throw that in there. You gotta use it.
No, out of here. Just go back to all white uniforms or like with the green jerseys for home games. Just please, white helmets.
Le'Veon, I was on your page before this, looking at the Major Payne video and the Hugh Hefner and everything, and I watched the hype video. And the jerseys look good in the hype video. I will give you that.
I'm telling you.
But also, I'm a Browns fan, and the Browns' old uniforms that they just got rid of looked awesome in the Odell hype videos last year. And those were terrible. I like the new ones that they just rolled out because they're the old ones. The Browns are the only team in NFL history to be able to go to their old uniforms and no one get mad because the new ones were so trash.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even know they went to the old uniforms. So you just said that. I literally didn't even know that. They're not wrong with the Browns uniforms. The Browns got some straight unis too.
Well, the ones that they were wearing with the Cleveland and the orange, they were terrible.
I mean, no. Like, certain ones, that's like a little too much. But like, I like the white ones. Like, the all white ones, it's hard to me. The all white with the orange helmet, that's hard to me.
Well, having to watch them play in the uniforms probably had something to do with it.
I mean,
Le'Veon, you caused me a lot. Let's just get to it. You caused me a lot of pain over the years when you were in Pittsburgh.
Well, those were some bad Browns teams, Chops. Come on.
And you don't feel sorry.
I'm just saying, that was
taking care of business.
What happens if you
That's all I was doing.
What happens if you, Big Ben, and AB never break up?
I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything was smooth. You know, I just had the contract dispute. You know what I'm saying? So when the contract thing going on, and I wasn't really happy and satisfied, then, you know, everything else kind of fell down from there. But we're going to see what they look like. They're getting Ben back this year. So I feel like, you know, I'm eager to see Ben this year. That's crazy. That's talking about all the little things we literally were just talking about, like, 3 hours ago with my friends. So I'm eager to see Ben. Like, Ben come back from his injury from his elbow, so it's gonna be fun to see him play again. You ain't seen him play for a whole year, so it's gonna be good to see him back. So we'll see. You know, I'm sure those guys got a plan for them. You know, I'm worried about where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? We'll plan for me, and I'm about to move forward. I'm excited for this year and coming.
You've got three more years with your contract with the Jets, but obviously you were like in the trade rumors a little bit last season. And like, how surreal and how crazy was that? The fact that you've been there for like 6 months, and all of a sudden you're getting thrown around as a potential trade bait with the Jets.
Oh, yeah, it was surprising. I mean, it didn't surprise me. I feel like I've been in the league, you know, a while now, and nothing really kind of surprised me or take me by surprise. Now, it's going to be tough for that. And I understand it's like a business. So, before the trade deadline came, you know, if the Jets would have found something for them and another suitor and they both would have felt good about it, you know, I understand if all they got dealt with. So I would have understood that. But I was fortunate it didn't. You know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to this year. You know, year two in the program is going to be fun. So. We got a good draft pick. I know y'all seen it.
I liked it. I like the move. Yeah,
Makai's good.
It's a high.
So, all right.
He's
all right. Yeah, he's a Giants fan. He's a Giants fan.
Zion's a Giants fan.
We got a better pick, so I'm
you probably think you have a better running back too.
It's all right. It's all right. We gonna see like that boy. I'm telling you, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun this year. I'm excited.
Well, it's like I said, it's gonna be great to find a Jets fan. Yeah, you should, and as a Jets fan, yeah, it's great that you actually may have an offensive line which you didn't really have last year with all the injuries. So it's like between
very excited. I'm telling you, I'm excited.
Can I ask you one quick question as a Jets fan too? How bad did you bust Sam Darnold's balls for getting mononucleosis?
Oh, Sam, no, I came at his head about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most ridiculous injuries in New York sports history.
The good thing about it is Sam can't get mono again, so you know,
perfect. Yeah,
I don't think you can, right?
No, I think he had immunity for a little bit. Yeah, I think he's okay.
All right, you know what I'm saying, so as long as you can't get it again. Don't have no other, you know, crazy stuff that's happening, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you go to
the
field.
Be careful who you're kissing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's a young guy. I told him. I gave him all the jokes and things. He good.
Le'Veon, we're very close to Zion saying that the best running back in New York plays for the Giants.
He wants to say right now, the best running back in New York plays for the Giants. I'm sorry. You great.
Get everybody, him. Yeah. I mean, everybody entitled to their own opinion. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what you want, like, and I don't.
Your opinion's,
you know,
your opinion's wrong.
How many All Pros does Saquon Barkley have? Bro, you got two first team All Pros.
Me personally, taking me out of the equation, I think Saquon is the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, talent wise, you know what I'm saying? I also like Zeke too. Like, Zeke's another one. Derrick Henry growing on me too.
Oh, we going to all running backs. We were just saying New York. We're going to all running backs.
No. Okay. Educate them because they've been hating on Saquon.
That is fake news right there. Stop right here. We have not been hitting on Saquon.
I did.
Saquon, I think last year he was like playing through injury. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And he's a tough dude, so he can go out there and just play. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't really look like himself. And especially when he played us, when I was playing him in person, I can kind of look. And he could, I don't know what it was. It like he looked hurt, you know, but I feel like, you know, come back this year, he's gonna be back to Saquon. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Can I tell you guys the most underrated running back in the NFL?
Don't say it.
It's Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is the most underrated running back.
I don't think he's the most underrated, but I think people going to start finding out about him real soon.
So who is the most underrated?
Nick Chubb's great.
The most underrated? I don't know. Yeah. It's hard. But I think Dalvin Cook is underrated. Like, people, somebody like Dalvin Cook.
He is underrated.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry was probably underrated until last year.
I do. Yep, I do. I think he's underrated. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's more about consistent, like how long people can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have 1 or 2 years, but can you do it like 5, 6? That's like when it really, when people like want to say like, oh yeah, like when you say like Adrian Peterson, everybody know like, yep, Adrian Peterson, he got it, right? Because he done did this for so long. No matter
still
how long.
Going.
He's still going. AP's still going.
Frank Gore, your new teammate, still going. That's crazy.
I don't know what they've been eating or drinking. We all got to get what they got.
How do NFL guys react when like Tom Brady goes to the Bucs or DeAndre Hopkins is traded out of the thin air? Like those big moves.
Yeah, when DeAndre Hopkins got traded, that was crazy. That blew me away. That was a surprise. So you know, I say I really get surprised. That was a surprise. That was one of the rare surprises. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Like Mike Evans over there, he got weapons, and it ain't like Tampa Bay was like loaded or had like a great team already. Like they had like some spots intact already, but I feel like Tom Brady about to really turn them up. So it's gonna be fun. That division is gonna be good.
I don't know about you guys though, Le'Veon, but when Tom Brady signed with the Bucks, I popped champagne as a Jets fan because I am so fucking grateful to have him out of the goddamn division.
Yeah,
adios. Now, can we just get Belichick out of division also? I'm sick of Belichick too.
We gotta still deal with Belichick. We just having an argument the other day, who have the better season, like Belichick or Brady?
How is that a debate, though? Jarrett Stidham's going to be their quarterback. They're going 4-12. I don't – like, that's my thought.
I don't think they're going 4-12.
I don't know 4-12. I wouldn't go 4-12.
Jarrett Stidham's or Brian Hoyer. That's the only quarterbacks on the roster. Like,
All right. Before we knew Matt Castle, did you know who Matt Castle was?
No, but
– if you follow college football, you did, but yeah.
But I'm saying – did you?
Those teams were better than this New England team.
Did you know who Matt Castle was?
No. I will admit I did not know who Matt Castle was.
You ain't know who Jimmy Garoppolo was either.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Jimmy, I know. Got me. All right. So it's like that's why we got to hold a horse here. Like, we will see what Belichick does. But the same thing, don't disrespect Tom Brady either, because Tom Brady went out there and won them games. So it's gonna be fun. I was like, we was having an argument with my friends, whatever. And I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if they both went 10-6. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think 10-6 would be high for the Patriots.
I wouldn't be I'm saying like
let me ask,
for the last 20 years, I'm just going over history. The last 20 years they've been having winning seasons. So you have to respect it. You have to like literally just respect that. Like,
do you think Jamal Adams is going to go into defensive meetings Patriots week and say, I'm worried about Jared Stidham?
No, he's not going to say I'm worried about Tom Brady either, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
If he's going to do his thing, he's going to go like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Throw my way, I dare you. That's how Jamal feel, as you should feel as a player.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. That's good.
But wait, that 10-6, are those two losses to the Jets?
Nah, I ain't saying the losses to the Jets. I don't know where the wins will come from. I ain't saying they're going to win us. I can say they'll beat us. I'm just saying, just historically, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to say not going to win, like, 10 games.
But their Vegas over-under, I think, was what, 8.5 chops?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't.
Like if they go, like, 9-7, it's like, okay. Like,
that's normal.
It's a good season.
Now, I would just say, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa and the Patriots went both from 10-6. I wouldn't be surprised. But if they both went, you know what I'm saying, 6-10, I wouldn't be surprised either, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can go either way.
Is that the kind of thing where, like, the Brady thing, like, everybody in the NBA seemed to know LeBron was leaving the Cavs for the Lakers? Did every NFL player know that Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots? Or was it just like you guys didn't – it's not – you don't follow it like that because free agency is just different in the NFL.
Yeah, me personally, I didn't follow it like that. And I don't really talk to Tom Brady personally on that level like that. So, I didn't know. I didn't know what he's going to do. Like, just like everybody didn't really know what I was going to do when I was in my situation. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I found out just like how everybody else did, probably on Instagram or ESPN or something. Yeah, but, like, Brady. When I went to Tampa, like, it's like Tampa Bay, I'm like, oh, okay, that's different. Just James, weird, kind of like.
Did they do Jameis a little dirty? It seems like Jameis got a lot of blame down there in Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, he had Tom. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I wouldn't necessarily say they did him dirty, but you got an opportunity to get Tom Brady. So it's like,
yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't been here 5 years or 4 years. Jameis, like, 5 years? You're five?
Yeah.
Before one of them. Four or five.
2014, years. Number one pick, I think.
Yeah, 5 years. Something. 5 years, yeah.
You know, Tampa, like, oh, wait, we're trying to win right now. Let's go, Tom. And I can't say how you can be mad at that. It's like,
of course,
you know, Jameis, though. You know what I'm saying? Jameis was the Saints, right?
Yep.
He went to the Saints. He's Drew Brees' backup now.
Go learn from Drew. That's a good guy to learn from. Drew's, like, personally, like, one of the a great leader, somebody he can really learn from, too. You know what I'm saying? He got a great, good head on his shoulders. You learn from Drew. You know, hopefully pinch in when, you know, be ready when your time is up. You know what I'm saying? Like, because with Drew Brees, I mean, I feel like he can play a little more. I mean, we never know how long they're going to play because Tom Brady's been playing for a long time. Is Drew Brees getting up there too? But it's like, we don't know how long he's going to play, but to be ready when it's your time. That's somebody good that he can learn from.
I mean, being the Saints' backup is a good – like, Teddy filled in and then got a big deal in Carolina. You know, like, being Drew Brees' backup isn't the worst spot to be, for sure.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Le'Veon, before we get you out of here, we have some rapid fire questions.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Illmatic or Reasonable Doubt?
What was the first one?
Illmatic or Reasonable Doubt?
Reasonable Doubt.
Zion, are you familiar with those albums?
Yeah, Zion. Have you heard either of those albums?
Are you sure?
No, I actually know Hip Hop Adam.
Okay, but last podcast, you know, your answer surprised me.
Because you're telling me Migos or Griselda. I'm going to pick Migos.
Yes, Griselda. So, yes, Griselda's the right
answer.
Our
last episode, hey, Jalen Rose.
Le'Veon, what you going to pick? What you going to pick, Migos or Griselda?
Well, I'm not in that one. I'm not in that one.
He knows what he's going to pick. He knows what he's going to pick.
Griselda. Griselda's the right answer.
I don't know about that one. How about this? Le'Veon, Future or Drake?
Drake
or Jay-Z?
Drake.
Oh.
Drake Greenbody. Drake. I'm saying Drake.
You're in New York. You're in New York, my friend.
I know. I understand all that, but nah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to play with it. I might go play with it, Drake. But I love Jay-Z. I'm not disrespecting his career, his art.
Jay's been to a few Jets games over the years.
Him throwing the ball was at a Jets game. That bad pass was at a Jets game.
He's been seeing the sidelines over at MetLife.
Nah, I get it. Yeah. Like, oh, all right, look, Jay-Z more like, let me say, like, you know how we had the Michael Jordan and the,
yes,
the LeBron? Yeah, yep. There we go.
Okay.
Drake is like Yeah.
Drake, Kanye too. Same thing. Is it all Drake? Is it? Drake. I could say anybody that's gonna be Drake.
It'll be Drake. Should be Drake.
All right. Did you like the new project, the Lucy's, the Dark Lane demos?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to Drake obviously a lot, so like I know those were throwaways. But yeah, that was hard. Yeah, it's hard. I like it. Landed is crazy.
Teammate you would least want to be quarantined with.
Ooh. Dang, I don't know. That'd be hard. Dang. But I say Jamal. People talk dancing, bro. If you do much dancing, bro, I'm done. Jamal. He would play too much music, trying to dance too much.
He'd be getting off quarantine slide. Fits every single day, too. He'd be in the mirror all day long.
I'm going to say Jamal.
He said, all right, for TikTok.
Back to the gaming. Xbox or PS4? Which one?
PS4.
PS4. Okay. On the right side of history there. That's good. Yeah. Tacos or pizza?
Ooh, it's close. Pizza.
That's right. Okay. That's the right answer. In Jersey, New York, that's the right answer.
Pizza.
Do you watch Netflix shows?
Yeah.
Tiger King or Ozark?
Ozark.
Did you watch Tiger King?
I was forced to watch it.
Why forced?
I mean, my girlfriend made me watch it. I didn't watch. It's not like that's not something I would like. I mean,
it was crazy though. You watched it and it was crazy.
No, it is good. It is good. But it's like I would have never personally watched it. Ozark is something I would personally click on to watch.
Gotcha.
And okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sopranos or The Wire?
The Wire. The Wire.
That's the right answer. That is the right answer.
The Wire.
That is the right answer.
The Wire is a better overall show than Sopranos, even though you're in Jersey.
Yeah.
The Wire. That's a good one.
Even though you're in Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, think about Jets fans. They're all like the Sopranos like extras.
No, I believe you. Like these, like I'm trying to be unbiased as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like these, like how I'll be feeling. Like if I had to pick.
The Wire is the right answer.
We got you. Would you rather jump out of an airplane or climb a mountain?
I'm not jumping out no plane, bro.
So climb a mountain?
I guess I'd rather climb a mountain. Dang, I don't know, though.
What would it take for you to jump out of a plane, then?
Huh?
What would it take for you to jump out of a plane?
I'm not jumping out of a plane.
But if someone dangled $1 million to jump out of a plane, you have a lot.
A million.
You have plenty of money.
You
have plenty of money. All right. I got to come with a different carrot. Yeah.
I may not see that $1 million.
I got to come with a different carrot than that.
What's?
No, I'm sorry. Cool. Hey, Zion, you put me off cool on that. Like,
right. I'm not jumping out of no plane either.
I'm not jumping out of a plane. I take my chances climbing a mountain before jumping out of a plane just because, like, I'm in control. Like, okay, I ain't going to fall. I'm in control of it. If I had to.
You might fall. Mountains are, if you see.
No, I'm telling you, if I fall, it's like basically jumping out of the airplane. Like, okay, now I got the airplane idea now. Like, okay, now I got to run.
Get to it. You know what I'm saying?
What's better, sitting courtside at a Lakers game or a Knicks game?
Y'all trying to do this to me right now.
What? We're gonna at every New York media member, Jets beats writer, with this interview.
All right, but me personally.
He's a Lakers.
Actually, I don't know. That'd be hard.
Lakers, you get more celebs.
MSG's. I'd rather sit courtside at the Knicks game with Bron there.
Okay, yep,
that's fair.
That's fair. And MSG has a different feeling. Like Lakers games, you're gonna go. You'll see Rihanna and a bunch of celebs.
Right. I'm saying when you gave me that question, I was like literally thinking about players. I was thinking like, dang, I would rather get LeBron. You know what I'm saying? But like the games at the Knicks arena though, that's W games is different. You're right. Be hard.
What's the next New York team? This isn't one of them, but what's the next New York team to make the playoffs?
The Jets.
There we go.
Oh, are we talking all sports or just?
Well, not the Yankees. The Yankees don't count. They make the playoffs every year.
Oh, because then it's the New York Giants.
I don't know. It's a hand wave. Get out of here.
I don't know. What that
is. No, this is not a Giants podcast, pal.
Le'Veon, we can't wait to see you suit up. We can't wait to all your music's out. Tell everybody where they can get your music and everything.
Man, music everywhere on all musical platforms. Major Pain's out now. Make sure that we'll download that ASAP. And new music on the way.
Does Adam Gase listen to your music?
Low key, probably do. I don't know, but he probably do. He probably need to. He need to if you don't. getting tell right.
Him, yeah, tell him.
Nah, you know, Coach Gay, you know, he's supported. So as long as he's supported, I'm good. He don't care about being in the studio. Not, he's be like, hey, you can go to the studio as long as you come show up to practice. Be fine. That's what I do. So.
Right. Yeah, there we go. All right. See you, Le'Veon.
Peace.
All right, y'all.
Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Huge, huge shout out to Le'Veon Bell. We told you guys that was an awesome conversation. He brought it, just pure honesty, everything we asked. He was upfront and open with us. Awesome guy, Adam.
Yeah, Le'Veon's cool. I remember first having him on the old show Out of Bounds when he basically was the host of that, filling in for Gilbert. And he's been great to chop it up with. Massive shouts out to Le'Veon, who is the biggest Drake fan, I think, maybe in the NFL. He loves him some Drake. But yeah, honesty, insight. And he took the good ribbing I gave him over the jerseys. And it was awesome to have the best running back in New York on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Always a good time. Now, let's talk about how you think it's weird that I want to go to Disney World with no kids.
Because it is.
The NBA, there's talk about the NBA coming back. It seems like it's going to happen. Like, it seems like no one thinks it's not going to happen at this point. Woj is very confident. Everybody's very confident. As Danny Green told us, the Lakers have been working out. They're ready to, you know, go win that title. There's rumored locations for the NBA returning. Walt Disney World is the front runner, according to all the reports. If there's one spot, if there's two spots, there's talk of Las Vegas and Walt Disney World. Can I talk to you about how I got shamed on social media for saying I enjoy going to Walt Disney World?
You one of those lunatics?
Why is that a problem? I can't go to Walt Disney World? I can't go have fun at a theme park?
You and I are wired very differently. I don't really understand why adults go crazy to visit Disney World, Disneyland, Universal Studios, or any other fucking theme park that's geared towards children. But do you?
Well, okay, hold up. Let's do a theme park ranking real quick, because you were... I can tell how misguided you are just by that statement.
I have zero input because I haven't been to a fucking theme park since I was 5 years old. But go ahead, pal.
Universal Studios, that's Marvel... Spider-Man ride in Florida, the Jurassic Park section, which if you follow me on Twitter...
Yeah, I see the commercials for it out here in California.
You know that I'm a big... Jurassic Park is my favorite movie of all time. I watch it once a week. So that is not a kid's place. Let's get that straight. That's roller coasters.
Yeah, but I see that...
That's like Six Flags. That's different.
But again, I don't really know because I've never been there, nor will I ever go there. But because of the commercials out here in California, they do have a Harry Potter-themed portion of Universal.
That is where Harry Potter as well. But okay, Harry Potter...
Wouldn't that be
not-
for the kids, though?
Harry Potter doesn't have to be for kids. Adults like Harry
I've never
Potter.
Read Harry Potter, so I don't know.
I've seen the movies. So
I have not.
So Universal Studios, if I had to rank, would be number one. I've never been to the California one. I've been to the Orlando one. Would be my number one. Me and Fraser went on a trip there.
How cute.
We put up the pictures up, a little press trip. Fraser put on the Harry Potter outfit and had a wand. And we took a picture of it.
Wait, so that terrible pic you just posted on Instagram recently of him squatting by a pool was from an Orlando trip to Universal Studios?
No, our former coworker David Amaya posted or took that one. I've posted the ones of me and Fraser at Universal Studios. I don't think Fraser's ever posted them because he's very embarrassed by them. Because Fraser looks
like... a very embarrassing photo that he put up, just for the record.
Fraser, co-host of Watch Less, could be a Harry Potter character if you like just looked at him. Like he's like scrawny and like a little nerdy. So
he looks like a child. Yes.
He could be a Harry Potter character. Back to the theme parks and back to this Disney. Cause I tweeted once the NBA announced, or once the rumors came out that the NBA could only play at Disney World when they come back. I tweeted, I love Disney World. And people were like, why do you love Disney World? You're a grown man. You don't have kids. That's weird. Why is that weird? I just want to go. They have a Star Wars theme attraction at Disney World. They have, other things at Disney World. They have like a zoo type area. I'm not saying I want to go to SeaWorld and watch like animals be like taken advantage of. I just like going to Disney World because it's fun. You don't have to be a kid to enjoy Disney World. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. I prefer Universal Studios because that has like roller coasters and the Harry Potter shit, all that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with going to Disney World as an adult with no kids.
To counter you, to me, it comes off as incredibly weird and suspect behavior. I don't understand why adults want to get so wrapped up in fantasy world. It's like, why do you want to leave the real world and what's actually going on and kind of get wrapped up in this
fugaziness that you have to... Have you ever seen a Star Wars film?
Yeah, like once or twice, yeah.
You've seen one... What does that even mean? There's like 12
I don't
films.
Know. How many Star Wars are there? Six, there's seven, eight? I lose track.
There's... Three prequel.
I've seen the original ones.
There's three trilogies, so that's nine. There is nine main films. You have. What does once or twice mean when there's nine Star Wars?
Because my little cousin was obsessed with it back in the day, and he would be watching every family vacation or every time up in Vermont with the family.
Can we get your cousin on the pod? I think I'd like him.
No, Robert's busy doing shit back in New York City. So,
okay. Well, all I'm saying to you is Star Wars isn't just a kids thing. People are obsessed with Star Wars. They have a whole Star Wars world at Disney World. So why?
So let me ask you this question: when you lunatic adults go to Disney World or Universal Studios by yourselves without any kids, other adults, not by yourself, but what?
It's not by you're with people. You're just
you and
not
Frasier,
with kids.
your little okay. weirdo Universal Disney World crew is going out to venture into the theme park for a day or two. Do you guys hat tip and acknowledge the other unencumbered adults without kids while you're walking through the
I think maybe you tip your Mickey Mouse cup in appreciation of that they're on the same wavelength as you. It's like a Jeep owner. You know, when you drive a Jeep, you're supposed to do the Jeep wave. It's like that.
As a Jeep owner, I don't do that.
You don't do the Jeep wave.
I don't salute other Jeep owners. I keep it moving down the road.
God, you're so fucking weird. But yes, so I think you do give
a I'm weird. You're the one that's going to Disney World and Universal Studios as an adult.
It's normal. I don't care.
Hand wave. If this video portion was as you're getting text in the middle of our podcast here, pal, that's a hand wave.
I just got texted. Wow. Wave. I don't know what this means.
Wow, for your terrible take about going to Universal Studios as an adult.
No. We got to edit this out. Right, I just got. Wow. I'm making sure someone didn't die right now. Like, I just got a wow. Keep this in, because whenever you get texted wow randomly. Oh, it's about Dak Prescott. We can talk about one of my buddies just texted me about Dak Prescott
turning down Russell 5 years. And Orlando here. Yeah, it seems like I guess the NBA is heading that direction again. I've been hugely skeptical, as you know about the NBA returning.
You skeptical about something?
I'm skeptical about life in general. So yeah, that's on brand. But there's a lot that has to go right for the NBA to get this shit off the ground. And even though it is getting momentum, I'm still worried that stuff can get tripped up with testing and all the logistics of having all the NBA teams. And as we're seeing right now with MLB and the issues with how they're going to do revenue sharing.
NBA does not have the revenue. NBA does not have the revenue issues. Yeah.
It's a little bit different, but we've seen that there's been some contentiousness with the players and owners and putting themselves at risk. So I don't know. I just still feel that there's a lot that could get tripped up with having the NBA come back. I desperately want to come back because obviously you want to see the season end and we want to have sports and like that. But I will remain – I'm not going to believe until I actually see it is what it's going to come down to. But that being said – it is. We've had good reports and good momentum building up that we may get a decision or kind of a definitive direction come June 1st about what the hell or when the hell NBA is going
to
be back.
So I've been to Orlando many times, as we talked about with the Disney World.
You were there in January for the Pro Bowl.
So I've been to Orlando randomly about six times in the past 2 years, just on different.
Way too many times.
It's way too many times. But so I went there. Let's just go through my vacations. So I went there twice. I went there twice personally. Once because it was a family thing, and then another time just to go. But then I had four different work trips just happened to be in Orlando, the most recently past January for the Pro Bowl. During that trip, we were around the ESPN Worldwide of Sports headquarters where this is rumored where the NBA would play. It is very feasible, and it makes the most sense for them to do this because, one, there's hotels everywhere. That Disney area, there's 9-10 hotels right in that vicinity, and they're huge. They're all like huge hotels. And then the sports complex has practice courts, it has regular courts, it has outdoor training stuff. Like
you can it's all private property, right?
It's all private property. So like they could block that off. They could make their little own ecosystem in the Disney area. I know some players, Jared Dudley's talked about how, oh, guys are going to be able to leave. They just, you know, they're going to have to get tested all the time if they leave or anything. So I know they're worried about that. But if they do it at Disney, it seems like a very Like the bubble term isn't great because, you know,
medically sealed environment.
Yeah, it feels like the right area. I love it because, you know, Disney's the happiest place on earth. So
yes,
like
if you want to limit the ability to outsiders to infect and, you know, potentially corrode, I guess, the NBA talent pool. Yeah, if you had this in Vegas, I mean, Christ, the over under the number of guys that be sneaking in girls from out of state or flying them in or whatever would be astronomical. So if you can, because
Orlando's not far from Miami. If we're talking about guys sneaking girls in, Miami is
dangerously close. Is it going to be done? Of course it's going to be done. But I'm saying that it would have been easier in Vegas to have guys sneaking girls and potentially,
Who's the most likely NBA player to get caught with a girl during quarantine while the season comes back up? I think Kyle Kuzma is a heavy favorite.
Off the top of my head, I mean, there's so many characters.
Kuzma and Lou Will are neck and neck in that for me.
Listen, I will say this, that when the NBA congregates somewhere, the hanger-ons and the talent tends to follow them, as we've seen for NBA All-Star games over the years and years and years. So if the NBA is going to plant its flag in Orlando, I would expect that in some way, shape, and form, you will have a dissension, or people, or a talent should say descend on Orlando. And let's hope that any outsiders that do penetrate the fence.
Give a guess. You got to give a guess because you went off on a tangent. Give a guess. What player is most likely to get caught with a girl during the NBA quarantine when it comes back?
I would say 75% of the league is liable to get caught.
No, give a name.
I'm trying to think.
Our producer Alejandro saying Jamal Murray. That's a good guess.
Jamal Murray. I mean, listen, there are plenty of guys that have high profiles. We've seen Devin Booker have. Alleged high profile.
Most likely to sneak a Kardashian in is Devin Booker.
Potentially, yes. There's plenty of guys that easy characters that could potentially sneak girls in. But I would think it's easier to do that in Vegas than it will be in Orlando. But that being said,
Miami's dangerously close to Orlando.
It's still a long drive.
It's a long drive, and you know, but you can get on that flight. That's about a 45-minute flight.
But guys will sneak in girls, and therefore potentially.
Well, you're scared to say a name. Kuzma and Lou Williams are the.
I'm trying to prevent us from getting sued, pal.
How's that getting sued? There's nothing defamatory about that. Guys like to have fun, you know. Like
they do, they do. They're young, they're rich, they're famous.
Exactly.
They got money to burn. Yeah,
exactly. They're going to be at the happiest place on earth. I can't wait till I can go back to Universal and Disney World. I can't wait. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I haven't been to Orlando since I think age 5, and I don't particularly have a strong desire to return anytime soon. So I'll let you body the returns for Disney World and Universal for the two of us.
Load management first location. Well, we actually almost did do load management from.
We did. We had discussions.
So you would have been in Orlando.
I would have had to have, yeah.
With me and Young Zion. Before we get to the Christian Press interview, we have Christian Press, two-time Women's World Cup champion, great player, great soccer player, awesome interview. We have that coming up. Before we get to that, real quickly, I want to talk about this Paul Pierce thing because it caused so much waves. Paul Pierce said that LeBron James is not a top 5 player in NBA history. And one... people were surprised about that, and I don't know why. Paul Pierce and LeBron James do not get along. Paul Pierce obviously it's a ridiculous statement, but Paul Pierce hates LeBron James. Why is he going to put him in his top 5?
Yeah, if you know the history between the two of them, this is not shocking, and Pierce has obviously taken low-key shade or shots at LeBron for basically the entirety of their existence.
And LeBron has done less low-key shade, but LeBron still ruined Paul Pierce's jersey retirement ceremony in Boston. The Cavs won that game by 30. Paul Pierce tried to trash talk LeBron when he was retired. LeBron won that series. You have the famous Game 6 against Boston that LeBron went off. You have the Nets series where Paul Pierce is like, I need to guard LeBron. LeBron dropped 48 on him. Like, I don't understand why people were surprised that Paul Pierce wasn't like, oh yeah, put LeBron at number 3 all time, you know? Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, he's not going to be buddy-buddy and cool and warm and fuzzy with his villain. This is, like, his number one arch nemesis over the years. And LeBron, more times than not, got his number.
Well, and the thing about Paul Pierce, here's the thing about Paul Pierce. Great player, but he always thought he was bigger and better than he was, right? I think that's a fair statement.
Paul's Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame.
You had the whole you're not Kobe thing from Draymond. Remember, like, Paul Pierce wanted the send-off? Like, okay, people
true,
just don't
true.
Love you like that.
Very true. He
doesn't.
No,
don't
he
love
he,
you like that.
He's not – Paul's not iconic, obviously, the way that Kobe was and the way that LeBron is. That goes without saying. Paul had a great NBA career. He's going to be a Hall of Famer won a title with the Celtics. Obviously, his last few years, the NBA are kind of forgettable with the Nets, with the Wizards, with the Clippers.
He hit that game winner for the Wizards in the playoffs.
He had some moments here and there. So it wasn't a complete trash, but obviously, like, yeah. I think I saw the graphic on someone put up, like, you know, last games in the NBA. It was like, it was Kobe, it was Paul Pierce, and it was Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade had a triple-double. Kobe went for 60. Paul Pierce had a DNP 0-0-0s or whatever. So, yeah.
See, people are mean to Paul. People are mean to Paul Pierce.
They are, but when Paul spouts his mouth off and he brings it on himself. So yeah, but Paul deserves respect because he was a great NBA player, and don't get him wrong. But your assertion, yes, that he's not, you know, he always talked bigger than what he was. So, yeah, I'll give a guy credit for having the confidence to do that. And Paul comes from LA where they talk a big game, and he
is it confidence or is it just like blind arrogance?
You can parse those two things, but sometimes they meld together.
Let me ask you this, because I am a fan of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know this. The listeners.
Yeah, you're wearing a jersey right now.
I am wearing a Kyrie
jersey. That the audience cannot see. He's wearing a Kyrie throwback jersey right now with the NFL 100 hat.
With no sleeves.
I requested he put sleeves on, but he refused when we started taping the podcast.
I'm not wearing sleeves. It's summer, dog.
Not yet.
There is no worse team. How do I want to say this? The 2008 Celtics, them winning that title, no team has been more irrationally confident since then, looking back, than team.
Okay. Between Paul Pierce, between KG, between Ray Allen, between Rajon Rondo.
No team has gotten bigger heads over the years about what a one title team meant than that 2008 Celtics team. They think that they are... And maybe they're right. That was a good team.
That team also took the Lakers to a seventh game that could have been a back-to-back title situation. So you have to – I mean, mm-hmm. we have to keep that in perspective.
For sure.
But I think you're right where it's like the talk around them and the guys is that
bro, they were they talk about themselves dynasty. Like they're – they talk about themselves like they're the 86 Celtics or the 98 Bulls.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong on that, yeah.
Like, and it's – and every time – and it's Pierce more than other people. KG does it. But no one – see, here's the difference between KG and Paul Pierce. People like KG. People don't really like Paul Pierce. So people let KG get away with his trash talk and you know all that kind of stuff. When Pierce talks, everybody's like,
and listen, KG's
also shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're right. But KG is also on a different level than Paul Pierce too. Like KG is one of the top five power forwards of all time, and Paul Pierce isn't gonna factor into the top five. You know,
if you ask Paul Pierce his favorite five, the best five small forwards of all time, Paul Pierce has Paul Pierce in front of LeBron James. I would bet. So much money on that. Paul Pierce.
Of course, he would just troll him. Yeah, just to get one more shot.
It would be Larry Bird, Paul Pierce. Who the hell cares? LeBron might not make that top five. Paul Pierce is best small forwards ever.
I think you're right, though. I think the more you hear from them, that those Celtics, and again, very good teams. They had a good little run there. The Big Three was awesome. It was a revival for the Celtics that we hadn't seen in basically 15, almost 20 years. But they do talk a bigger game. I think the results.
They would make you think that was their fifth title in a row.
Yeah, but I mean, if you win that second title with the Lakers, then you guys can talk plenty of shit. You guys have a higher, you know, stature in history. But you didn't get the job done.
They didn't. Well, KG got hurt? KG got hurt in 2009.
Yeah, and you have to keep in perspective. You guys only won one title together when you had this very dominant team in the Eastern Conference that was obviously incredibly watered down.
Yeah, and my thing is like Paul Pierce. He talks about LeBron. Never building a team from scratch that won a title. Like, who cares? That's not the era that this is that built. Like, teams aren't built. Like, you guys went and traded for KG. You went and, like, you traded for Ray Allen. Like, what did you build from scratch? Yeah. It's not like the Antoine Walker, Paul Pierce teams won a championship. Like, what is he talking about?
It's the low-key shade of LeBron's always going to get trashed for the decision and orchestrating the move to go to Miami to team with D-Wade and Chris Bosh. But essentially, that's what happened with KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce.
One thing Paul Pierce will always have over LeBron is he can always say that he forced him to have to go to Miami. That's for real. He can. And Welty, co-host of the Sneakers podcast, always brings that up to me. He's like, well, Pierce made LeBron have to
well,
go.
Well, Matthew J. Welty is a troll just like Paul Pierce, so that's
exactly.
on brand for him.
Both Northeastern USA.
Yes. New exactly. England goons, yes.
Yes. But so Pierce will always have one thing over LeBron that I'm sure LeBron doesn't like to have. But when you look at the history of it, like his comments are just crazy.
Yeah, but on brand.
Pierce, come, Paul Pierce, come on the show.
Oh no, Pierce is great. Yeah, we're gonna we want to have Paul Pierce on the show. And if you've ever talked to Paul Pierce, as you can kind of tell on the jumper when you hear him, he's incredibly honest and a great interview. So we want to get him on. We've asked him to come on, and hopefully we'll get him on one of these weeks. And we'll talk more about LeBron.
Yeah, come on the pod. Let's get real about things. Again, thank you guys for listening this week. I feel like we're hitting our stride, getting some good episodes strung together. We have some big surprises coming up in the future weeks. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Make sure you leave us those reviews, those 5-star ratings. Make sure you follow Adam on Twitter, at Adam Caparel, at Pchops _. Follow Zion on Twitter. And then also follow Complex Sports on Twitter. Zion, what's your Twitter?
Zionolojede.
There we go. At
me. He is thirsty for followers, so please follow.
Follow Zion on Twitter. Follow us all on Twitter. Subscribe to the pod. Rate, review, all that. Special shout out to Le'Veon Bell for joining us this week. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Special thanks to our producer, Alejandro De Jesus, our associate producer and sound engineer, Jasmine Plata, production manager, Chancel Correa, talent booker, Shanice Kelman, director of talent relations, Kristen Price, Harrell, manager of operations in LA, our man, Josh Dodd, senior director of operations, Jen Stewart. Very special shout out for my man, Donnie Kwok, for running the whole damn thing around here. We'll see you next time.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.